This is the time for public comment for issues that were not on the agenda. And we will go ahead and entertain public comment here in Helena first. And the comment's limited to 3 minutes per person, but come on up and say your piece.
I got a lot, so I probably won't make the entire thing that I have to say in 3 minutes. But
I'm happy to have a conversation with you afterwards, too.
Right, right. Okay, first of all, I want to say thank you for not doing the grizzly bear hunt. And second, I want to say we shouldn't be having a bison hunt. A lawsuit was just okayed by a judge to proceed in making them endangered species. But my main focus today is the wolves and the wolf hunt. First of all, I'm kind of upset with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks because they stopped the weekly wolf reports, and they want to stop doing the annual wolf reports, and they don't want to count wolves. Well, how can you have a 6-month, no quota, 5 wolves per permit hunt where you don't even know how many wolves you have? I mean, that's ridiculous. The wolves are under 400. Because I've been keeping track, and I see how many. As of today, there's 216 wolves dead from hunting alone. That's not from depredation, lethal management, which should be non-lethal, and it's not counting the shoot, shovel, and shut up. There's been a lot of poaching going on in and outside the park and all over Montana, and to back my theory on this, I have a weekly wolf report on December 2014, where our little friend Tony Bridges killed the whole Brimstone pack and other wolves in a 3-county area the whole year. And I went to Ken McDonald and discussed it with him, and he just laughed it off. But that's why this accountability is so important to us, to have this weekly wolf report, so we see what's going on, all the lethal management and all the depredations. And all the poaching, it's all here. Wolf depredations are so low, so very low, that there is no justification for this this killing of no quotas. Okay, in 2017, 32 cows and 6 sheep were killed by wolves. That's it. And this is from the Department of Livestock Loss Board. Since we don't have a 2017 report from the weekly wolf reports, we can no longer follow that. And it's really important. We want that wolf report. That's accountability to us wolf proponents. And also, we'd like to have a buffer zone around the park with no hunting. I turned in a thing by the Affiliated Tribes of Alaska and Protect the Wolves. And it says here, we would like to thank Alaska Intertribal Council and the 170 tribes they represent for endorsing Protect the Wolves for a sacred resource area around the parks. And they know because in Denali National Park, all the wolves were killed. They hunted them up to the park borders and even inside the park. Here in Yellowstone, we've lost famous wolves. A 12-year-old female white wolf was poached this winter inside the park, and they're killing pups, and they're baiting them and calling them out and running the hunting, whatever you call them, that take hunters out. They ran their horses over a wolf den and ran them out of the park, and then they killed 4 of the 5 wolf pups and the alpha male. Now, these wolf packs, they're not just a bunch of wolves that have gotten together and run around creating terror. They're family packs. And according to lethal management with Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, Wildlife Services takes out pups, innocent pups, in their management plan, full and half packs. These are families. And that creates more depredation because the ones that are left, they haven't learned to hunt by their parents. So they go after cattle. We've got to do compassionate management and non-lethal tools. It costs over $6,000 to kill a wolf with Wildlife Services. You could put that money to help the ranchers do non-lethal management and give them the tools. and coexistence is the key. So I have so many things to discuss, but I don't have time, so I'm going to have an appointment with you, and we're going to go over a lot of things. And please consider forcing Fish, Wildlife, and Parks to reinstitute the weekly wolf reports. And please, no quotas around parks. Those wolves in the parks, they're so loved and so followed by people around the world, not just here in the United States. People come from all over the world. And I have 670 friends on Facebook, and they're from all over the world, and they are wolf people. And they come, and one more thing, these visitors who come to the park and watch the wolves and the grizzlies, they spend money all year long, all year. For the hunters, just hunting season. And us wolf people, we want to put our money out by a wolf stamp or something, but we want it for non-lethal management and education and to protect the wolves in the park.
Thank you. Look forward to talking to you further. Further public comment for issues not on the agenda.
Good afternoon, Commissioner. And Chairman Vermillion and Commissioners, thank you for this opportunity to speak. I drove up from Idaho, about 5 miles from Woodville, south of Idaho Falls, and I've been coming to Yellowstone Park all my adult life and watched my children experience the wildlife there and have built up hundreds and thousands of friends around the world on Facebook who all support the Yellowstone wildlife. And the wolf is the epitome of what's happening to the disappearing wildlife on the planet. And I'd just like to say that the effects of wolves go far beyond social and biological. Ecotourism, as Dr. Paul Lightbeatus said, create a lot of revenue for the region. One report said $16 billion. I didn't know it was that high, but I knew it was in the millions. People come to the region to see the wildlife. They want to see the animals, and studies have shown around Yellowstone and in Alaska around Denali Park that as the wolves are hunted and there's less sightings, less people are coming to the parks. That's going to affect revenue. In the future, there'll be fewer animals on the planet and more people. If I understood statistics, the population of humans will double by 2040. Thus, there'll be an increased demand to see wildlife in the wild and not in zoos and wildlife refuge only. So, people want to see animals, so I have a request. I ask that you respect the beliefs and wishes of us Native Americans and not kill our sacred resources, the wolves, the bears, and the buffalo, and that you think about future non-lethal management, particularly around the park, and support a buffer zone where there's no hunting and trapping around the park. It's a win-win situation for everyone, including wildlife. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Mr. McCullough.
Brian McCullough, Helena, Montana. At the December meeting, I asked a couple questions, and I was directed by the commission to, one, go to Region 5 to talk to biologists, and two, was to talk to John Vore. And so in December, what I did, my goal was, my question was, why did in Region 5 where some of the regions have a cutoff date of earlier than February 15th. And so I drove from Helena to Billings to go talk to the Region 5 biologists, and what I found out was the reason for the change from what they had recommended to the commission to have all of them be cut off on February 15th was because of the vote of the commission. And there wasn't any other explanation provided from Region 5. The second question that I had was, why is there performance measures relative to the elk shoulder hunts, which is the only one of several tools to manage elk two objective? And right after that meeting, I talked to John Vohr and asked him why that was, and he said that the reason was is because it was so controversial that they wanted to put in place some, they meaning the group of FWP employees that can't derive the performance measures, they wanted to go ahead and set up some performance measures for this tool and not for any of the other tools. That's the completion of my report back. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. McCullough. Any more public comment on Mr. Sir, we're going to let former Commissioner Wolf go first, and then you can go. How are you, Gary?
Hey, doing good. Nice to be on this side of the table as a citizen. Chairman Vermillion, members of the commission, Deputy Director Valesky, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for the decision on the grizzly bear. I think that was not only a wise decision, but I think the department and the commission and Montana sportsmen and Montana conservationists can stand tall and proud with that decision. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. But what I wanted to do just real briefly was just comment on chronic wasting disease and wolf management. And I will certainly agree with John Vohr. It's really a complicated issue. There's so much that we don't know about chronic wasting disease. We don't know whether predation will or will not actually play a role. But I think we have a unique opportunity here in Montana to give it a try. And I spent almost 4 years of my career working with chronic wasting disease about 15 years ago. So I was immersed in it for a while. So I really think we have this unique opportunity to take a look at the areas in Montana where chronic wasting disease has emerged in our wild deer populations, establishing some new wolf management units around those areas, and in those units not having a recreational wolf hunting or trapping season. Certainly recognize that there could still be problems with livestock owners. Wildlife services would still have the ability to go in and take care of depredating animals. But I really and truly think that it's worth the experiment. There's not many places in our country where we have the opportunity to see whether or not wolf predation would actually impact the prevalence and rate of distribution of chronic wasting disease. We have that opportunity in Montana. CWD was just recently found. Hopefully the prevalence is low. And I think while we have low prevalence, is the time to start that experiment. So I would really encourage the department and the commission to give that serious consideration and see whether or not it would work. It really hasn't been tested anywhere, and I think we have that opportunity. So thank you very much, and I appreciate the long hours you all put in today.
Thank you, Gary. Any further public comment before we conclude? Sure. You have 3 minutes.
Okay. I've been here 40,000 years. I guess I could spend 3 minutes here.
Right.
One of the things that I'm seeing is you guys' colleague, Mr. Zinke, you know, following this crazy guy in the White House. You know, I'm going to challenge you guys to think like an Indian. Stand up for our wildlife. I don't know what Mr. Zinke's problem is, but he's like Mr. Trump. He wants to kill everything. I asked this board, you guys are could be a buffer for the people of my Blackfeet country, you call Montana. I'm a treaty scholar. I've studied and studied. But I think this board could stand up to this Zinke guy. I don't even know if he's a soldier anymore. He follows this Trump like a little kid. But I'm challenging this board, the people of Montana, to stand up to these two guys. They want to destroy our wildlife. So they could just drill in my mountains. My land stretches all the way from Jackson, Wyoming to Edmonton, Alberta. And I have documentation of that. But these animals, they're not animals. They're four-legged. They're spiritual. And I challenge you guys to come see me. Because I have changed some of you stiffs into human beings. But I challenge you guys to stop this crazy man. So to be a buffer. for what the governor has put you on his commission to do. You know, Democrat, Republican, who gives a damn? These are living beings that we're killing right now. The wolves. And I'm happy for my brother, the books of Gui. But I challenge you guys to stand in front of Trump and Zinke, not to shake his hand. He's going to be gone in a couple of years. And you're going to say, oh, why did I go with him? That's the way your system is. You forget the politicians. Look how quick we forgot George Bush. Thank you.
Thank you for your commentary. All right. I think unless there's comment out in the regions, we'll have a motion to adjourn. Second. All those in favor signify by saying, oh, go ahead. Come on up.
We got one more in region three.
Okay.
Hey, folks, I tell you, I was on the Indiana Wildlife Commission for a while back in the 90s, and I know I didn't like staying a little bit of extra time, but, hey, that comes with the service, folks. So I'd like to commend the commission for their responsible decision on the grizzly bear, and I'd like you to really consider your quotas around the national park, Yellowstone National Park, and these are the quotas for the wolves. There, you could easily combine some of your management units and pull those quotas down. I know you've got some legal issues that you can't go to zero, but you could get things down to one. And it's shameful that your western edge is just wide open to sort of an unlimited quota. As a wildlife manager, I just want to assure you that the only appropriate number of wolves to kill near any national park is zero. So please work with your department, state leaders, to create a functional safety zone for national park wolves. I know the word buffer zone is a little bit distasteful for some reason, but that's literally what you need. Something like 15 miles from the park boundary would be a good idea. The primary conservation area, the little red line that you showed for the grizzly bears, would be a good idea. Zero wolves within that area. Obviously, zero grizzlies within that area if you get to that point and have the data to do it. Focus the wolf control where it matters. Use it for the study, like the gentleman just suggested. That's a great idea. Focus wolf control on the ranches. Focus wolf control where it makes sense. And also, I just want to mention that wolves do not concentrate elk. They scatter elk. They scatter elk all over the place. So it's very likely to have a positive benefit in your CWD management. But obviously, you need research to know that at low density. Also, let's just go back to why national park wolves merit special treatment. Others have said this, but I just want to reemphasize, they're big money, big money. Much bigger money than the license fees that you're getting for wolf trophy hunting near the park, and probably bigger than any of the money that you're talking about for all of the trophy hunting of wolves. People don't want these famous park wolves killed. Nobody does. We've talked to ranchers and hunters and local people. They don't want the park wolves killed. They want the wolves that are killing their cattle and their sheep and their domestic animals controlled. There are a few nutcases that have a vendetta against wolves, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about responsible wildlife management in a responsible state of Montana. These people are buying gasoline in small towns. They're buying hotel nights. They're buying food, supplies, all these different amenities. All that money is going back into small towns like West Yellowstone, Gardner, Silvergate. These small towns actually depend on the national park.
All right, thank you.
To survive.
You're closing on 3 minutes, so.
All right. So, well, anyway, the other thing is it's unethical to hunt the wolves. The wolves are semi-habituated due to all the wildlife watching by wolf watchers. So it's an unethical hunt. It's not fair chase. And that really needs to be considered as well by the commission. Thanks again for taking extra time, part of your job.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
How are you? Oh, yeah.
Hey, Lori.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing? How's the family? Good. Good. Thank you for your comment. I haven't found her yet, but I'll be able to find her. She's here someplace. You too, Logan. My wife and I are going to head over the hill. But, you ever put any numbers in here or anything? I know.
I think
they do too. I've not done. I still got 1099. Then I had some honorariums, I think. You know, so I know the board of officers did it. Yeah, if you have any from last year, it should have showed up. Mine came about 10 days ago. Oh, sorry, we didn't get it there. I got a bunch of notes.
I know.
Yep, thank you. Yeah, my wife is someplace with our dog.